the proposed face on Mars, the theorized face on Mars, if in fact it is a face, if in fact there are pyramids nearby, has anyone thought perhaps what the reason for that would be? If, as you said, they may have visited Mars, created that structure and left again, has anyone tried to imagine what it might be that caused them to leave those structures there?
This is a very good question. It has been suggested in the extraterrestrial communications, and here I have to state for the record that the American government, through the Air Force Intelligence, has had a parallel tracking system for more than 30 years. I am a member of this system of investigation, and this tracking system has correlated the interesting appearance of unknown spacecraft around our military locations as well as around the ancient pyramidal temples, particularly in Central America, in Africa, and Asia, as if to say the programmers are returning. The pyramids of China, Egypt, Peru, Ecuador seem to mark the original databases or the places where the experiment of man took place. From a physiological and a biological standpoint, the human body, which is carbon-based, is mirrored in the carbon atom, which is shaped like a pyramid, four-sided pyramidal structure. So the pyramid is the most unique symbol, as well as biological clue, to the evolution of life. It would be the most essential component that would be left behind if one were to teach an offspring, a generation, or a parallel evolution, the reality that there is a common synthesis, a common origin, a common source. It is my belief that the information is too sketchy at this point to say whether or not these landforms are anything more than landforms. But if they are confirmed by the Soviets and Americans to be real pyramidal structures in alignment with the face that Lambert Dolphin and Randy Pozos and others have suggested, it would suggest to us that we are going through a phase of evolution that may avoid what appears to have happened on Mars, some type of biospheric collapse, or possibly even nuclear holocaust. One of my associates said, looking at Mars now with all of these other theories reminds one of looking at a planet that's going through nuclear winter. The possibilities that the evolution of Egypt was engineered through some type of information transfer in violation of the second law of thermodynamics from an extraterrestrial source is something on the order of science fiction. But as we have seen in the last 30 years, scientific reality has outstripped science fiction. And it could very well be that the pyramids of Egypt, the cradle of Western civilization, and the pyramids of China, the cradle of Eastern civilization, are databases connected with some higher architecture of creation.
I'm interested in your telepathic communication that you received. Could you explain how this occurred?
Yes, it took place in a matter of seconds in the form of scenario abstracts or mental pictures. No verbal language, but just mental pictures, based upon the use of the pyramid and the tetrahedral forms, all which were quickly interchanged.
Are you aware of Julian James's book on the bicameral mind?
I respect James very much.
Where he said that visionaries in the past received mental images from the right brain and they couldn't comprehend what it was and they thought it was absolute truth.
Well, again, oven by itself, paranormal experiences or paraphysical experiences are not valid as scientific tools of measurement, but insofar as there may be other areas of input along with those experiences, the collective consensus could have some relevance, certainly in areas where new frontiers are being forged. I want to state for the record that my work with TMAC has revolved around work going on behind the scenes with Astronaut Mitchell and the late Dr. Werner von Braun, who, when he saw the picture of the three vehicles, said his life was changed. He was raised a Lutheran, became an atheist, working with the German space program, When he saw the pictures, he realized, due to the uniqueness of the triangulation, that there had to be a higher system of intelligence or mathematical coordination behind that. And if there was a higher behind that, there had to be some type of supreme intelligence or ultra-terrestrial intelligence.
Well, I want to question that higher intelligence, because have you seen Mount Rushmore, America? The carvings of the faces of Lincoln, Washington? Have you seen the mountain-sized carving of President Marcos? Now, I'd say that the intelligence that carved those are about 10,000 orders of magnitude above them at the so-called Martians, wouldn't you? Why are they so clumsy? If they had sophisticated propulsion systems, why are they so clumsy at sculpture?
Well, again, I'm not saying that the Martians carved.
The Americans in the 1920s and primitive Filipino natives can hack out great mountains with absolute precision of the human face, in infinite detail. Why can't extraterrestrials who have got higher intelligence and magnificent spaceships do the same?
I think they can.
Why did they do such a clumsy job on Mars?
Well, according to Brandenburg and DiPietro, there was the possibility of some type of catastrophe, and what we're seeing is the remnant forms.
Where's the radioactive fallout? It's got a half billion year half-life, hasn't it? Why wasn't that measured by Viking? Where is the remnants and the rest of the technology that would be there if it was a civilization on the verge of destruction? They must have been pretty big. They must have had the equivalents of New York's Los Alamos laboratories. Where are they?
Again, this is their theory.
Rock formations. That's not an advanced civilization. The Egyptians weren't an advanced civilization. They were an incredibly primitive civilization in comparison to Americans today, British Australians.
Other inputs? I think your arguments are very valid. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah, I want to show you five more faces on Mars, which I've got there from Carr's book. And I want to show you some more pyramids, which you haven't mentioned. They're all in this book. I want to show you that two-step formation, which is also in this book, coming along. I want to show you a picture of pyramids in California, volcanic uplift pyramids. Together, and I want to show faces in rock formations on Earth. If you have a look at this, there's a Neanderthal man. Two eyes, a brow, a nose, chin, mouth, cheeks. More sophisticated than on Mars. And this is just a piece of sedimentary rock.
Do I have other comments?
I'll show you the faces, the other faces on Mars in this book here. There's some more pyramids. There's four pyramids there, and two other bigger ones nearby. The same dimensions. They're in Ganges Chasma. Probably cap rocks left over from volcanic extrusion. Here's a face here that would go down well in Papua New Guinea with a big open mouth and two eyes, natural formation. That's a clumsy face. There's more sophisticated ones here.
Excuse me.
Yes.
What are the wind velocities on Mars?
300 miles per hour.
And most of the dust and sand?
Yes. We would have to go upwards of 15 miles above our surface to find equivalent conditions.
Are those conditions where the face was in that vicinity, at that altitude?
By and large, it has been suggested that the conditions are somewhat similar, not exact.
So I was just considering that perhaps those structures could have been made there thousands of years ago, and under those extreme conditions, you may be lucky to see anything at all. But that's, as you said, remnants of what was actually there.
Well, what I want to simply argue here is that it is too early to draw conclusions. There are theories, talk is cheap, and we are working with a very elaborate program called SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Millions of dollars are being put into this, including a very sophisticated computer system at Harvard of 131,000 channels that can look at 8.4 million sources. The Soviets and Americans would not be involved in this research unless they had, in their own way of measurement, evidence that we were being watched by some other evolutionary system. I believe that is far superior to that which we'd find within our solar system. And Mars is only a tool, a springboard for the realization that we are just one speck in an infinite ocean of intelligence.
In your capacity behind the scenes, as you say, and your access to material not available to the public, in your opinion, or have you heard that the American government or the Russian government are convinced that there are extraterrestrial visitors in our
I cannot say this officially, but I have heard of reports that the Americans and Soviets would work together if this planet were attacked by an unknown extraterrestrial source.
Are they conducting the control of that information to the public?
Right now, there's a tremendous sifting of information that's taking place. Considering that 97% of the aerial phenomena can be explained as weather balloons, testing of military hovercraft, etc., one is a bit hesitant to work with any statements unless it's supported by, as we've seen here in the case of computerized studies at JPL or Caltech, specimens that we have seen at close range. And there are several individuals, including Russ Targ and Harold Pudoff at Stanford Research Institute, who are in their new book called Mind Reach, suggest that we're just beginning to open up a whole new horizon of making a breakthrough with our cosmic counterparts. Yes?
I wonder, would it be possible for you to run back through a couple of the last few photos you showed? I'd like to just check that some of the things you said about the grant just slips of the tongue. It's possible one of the three bombed up the aircraft window and one of the islands.
Let's go back. We could.
Okay, that one there. The feature you pointed to, you gave a dimension on that. Would you repeat that?
Reading was made by the investigator Pino Chirulla, who estimated the size to be a mile.
Okay. And in the lower right hand corner, there's been an island with some trees on it. And that, yes, given the size of those trees, it's no higher than usually about 30 metres, that feature that's slightly offshore would be much smaller than the dimension you just given.
See, from that perspective, your point is well taken. I'm not sure whether he's referring to a larger series of objects, because there were several objects that were found.
UFO photos. I've not yet seen one that's crystal sharp and clear, unless it's George Dempsey's 1952 series. Do you know the photographer that took this, or did we just acquire this photo?
Dr. Poharsh took it.
Why did he focus on the aircraft window and not on the objects themselves?
The camera levitated off the seat,
yeah,
pointed towards the window, and the picture was taken.
Okay, so he's focused on the aircraft window. There you can see the frame of the window is quite clear and sharp, and yet those objects are fuzzy. Now, if I was taking a photograph out through an aircraft window, I'd focus on the objects I was most interested in photographing and not on the window. And I've taken innumerable photographs out of aircraft windows, some of which accidentally show the window frame, and all of them show the frame clear, and the object I'm photographing is nice and sharp, the frame blurred, and the objects I'm photographing are nice and clear and sharp. As sharp as you can get them through a conventional aircraft window, which invariably is scratched by the cleaning.
Well, we had a special conference at Jet Propulsion Lab, and I can give you the names of the scientists that felt that this was a genuine event. Again, you can come to your own conclusions. Remember, I prefixed my remarks by saying, use your own selective factor for your mental computer. I'm not necessarily saying that you have to accept this or not, and certainly a sufficient database would have to include several hundred events. I'm not saying that one exhibit by itself would mean anything other than the fact that there appears to be, in the interpretation of some, in this particular instance, a higher evolutionary event.
Okay, But you haven't answered my question. Why focus on the window, frame?
I have to repeat by saying that your question is good. The camera in the plane was levitated off the seats, pointed to the window, and it took the picture. We also show this to Dr. Werner von Braun, astronaut Mitchell, I can go on to say, where we had a personal witness of extraterrestrial events collectively. So we are simply saying that rather than take our reports, the information is being correlated very, very carefully, and it will be the sum total of many reports that will determine whether or not there is this higher evolutionary reality. But you argue your points very well, and I commend you.
I'm curious as to why the three objects seem to have different orientations to us. Were they traveling together or what?
This happened very, very quickly. Needless to say, people were overwhelmed. The matter of orientation and the vehicles themselves were magnified so that you could actually see each individual vehicle very, very closely in terms of its trajectory, in terms of the interior of the cab. Yes?
Don't you think stealth bombers are more sophisticated than those, and can't stealth bombers fly in much better formation?
Well, the stealth bombers were not developed until the late 70s, early. This is we're talking about 1972, 1973.
They look too sophisticated, and they look pretty clumsy. An F-18 is more sophisticated than that, and they can get inches apart. I don't see that your argument there in such an incredible formation is relevant, and I don't see them as aesthetically interesting or anything beyond we couldn't create, haven't already created 30 years ago. So where's the sophistication? There's three things out there. The Russians could have put up something.
Well, there were other things that took place that I won't go into right now.
It's probably the French dropping bombs in the Pacific.
I appreciate your comments.
What has brought you to Australia, can I ask?
My work here in Australia is to share with friends and those involved in the energy field. May I have the lights, please?